Janet Hoff and the WRJN News Center. Clear tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Lows in the upper 60s. Full forecast details are coming up. The initial green light has been given by the Mount Pleasant Plan Commission to a Vanguard Partners townhome project northwest of the Village Hall off 90th Street to be followed by higher density apartments. Developer Ray Leffler lives in the nearby Heartland Village and suggested Vanguard will likely seek more density than what he calls a good project in general.
I don't blame them, because if I owned that piece, I'd ask you for the same thing. So the idea when you ask the question and you didn't get an answer of how much more density is coming, I think we all know they're going to come in with a lot more density. I'm not necessarily saying that's bad. The idea, though, is if you can create a buffer, that would be nice to have some condos there.
Detailed plans and needed permits for the project are yet to come. The Village of Caledonia continues to make progress in addressing the former Western Publishing Company building, which neighbors have complained about for years. Administrator Tom Christensen says a raise order led to an early teardown estimate, and next will be estimates for environmental cleanup.
The building department has finally located an environmental specialist that can give us an estimate for the asbestos removal and things like that. The downside of that is that the turnaround time on that report is going to be about 2 weeks, so we may be pushed into October before we can present our options to the board.
Discussion about the Western building included the nearby former Olympia Brown School site, still owned by Racine Unified, and now reportedly listed by a realtor for $2.2 million. The Village and Racine Unified will talk again soon about the former Olympia Brown School property. The cause of a fire that heavily damaged a home at 418 Cliff Avenue about 5:30 this morning is under investigation. According to the Racine Fire Department, the original call was about smoke in the area. Once the source of the smoke was found, crews were able to knock down the fire. No one was home at the time and no one was injured. The fire apparently started in a bedroom and caused about $130,000 in damage. The fire was reported just minutes before a downburst of rain from a thunderstorm rolling through the Racine area. That storm caused temporary flooding on a number of streets, as did another storm about 2 hours later. The mother of Democratic 1st Congressional District nominee Randy Bryce wants a TV ad pulled that features her other son, James Bryce, supporting the Republican nominee Brian Stile in the November election. The ad is funded by a GOP super PAC. It points out Randy Bryce has been arrested 9 times and shows James Bryce, a police officer, saying his brother, quote, has shown contempt for those in law enforcement. When asked by reporters, Brian Stile said his campaign has no focus on third-party groups. The Wisconsin DNR is seeking public comment through early October on a draft list of 5 water quality standards being proposed as priorities for protecting state lakes and rivers. An online public hearing will be held at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. The agency is proposing to revise some existing standards because of new information about levels of exposure to certain contaminants and to reflect changes in federal regulations or recommendations. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.